Concerns about energy security and its connection to the economic crisis are reverberating through Washington. Not only is the Energy Committee talking about how to make the country more energy independent and efficient, but yesterday the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a briefing about how green technology can help the country's economic recovery. Committee Chair is Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California. She warned that the country is at a crisis point in the midst of a recession and facing the threat of global warming. But she said the two can be tackled together for the benefit of all Americans.
The good news is when we take steps to combat global warming, we create jobs, we'll become more energy independent, we'll reinvigorate our economy. All this is such a wonderful plus. A lot of times you have a problem and the cure is really not, it's tough at the end of the day. But this is a cure that is going to make us stronger at the end of the day.
One of the guests testifying before the committee was author and Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman. His latest book, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, dissects the problems of global warming and overpopulation. Friedman says all over the country, people are coming up with innovative ways to save energy. But he says Washington is stalled.
The country is alive with innovation and experimentation around the energy environment issue. But if I were to draw a picture of America today, it'd be a picture really of the space shuttle taking off. You know, all this incredible thrust coming from below. But in our case, the booster rocket, Washington, D.C. has been cracked and leaking energy. And the pilots in the cockpit are still fighting over the flight plan. And as a result, we as a country cannot achieve escape velocity on this issue to get into the next orbit, the next great industrial revolution, which I call ET, energy technology.
Friedman recommends carbon or gas taxes or a cap and trade system. Also testifying today was John Doerr, a venture capitalist who has helped launch major companies, including Google. He also invests in green technologies and says the federal government can easily encourage local communities and individuals to start green power projects. He told Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar that the biggest point of leverage is through regulating the utilities.
If we got the utilities to be rewarded for feed-in tariffs, which is what they have in Germany, or net metering, which some states have done, which says if you generate wind more than you need your power, you can sell it back to the grid.
You can get a credit back to it because you're giving it back to the grid.
And let me tell you, those citizens love to see their utility meter run backwards. You don't have to lay out a single dollar of federal money to do that.
Only one utility in Alaska buys renewable power from its members, Golden Valley Electric Association in the Fairbanks area. Its customers can volunteer to pay more in their monthly bills to contribute towards buying renewable power from local producers.